is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's a Loveline. Yeah. All right. Let's settle in for a good show, huh, kids?
All right.
Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Adam Carolla.
New and improved Adam Carolla.
That's my partner, oftentimes the lover, Dr. Drew over there.
Part-time.
Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Feruza Balk, the actress, is going to be in here tonight. She's done a million movies. Do you know all the movies she's done, Drew?
No, tell me. Don't list all million.
Let me turn it to the page. I mean, she's... You've seen her in everything. All right, let me turn it.
Yeah, let me read it.
American History X.
I should have worked that out.
I re-vetted you. Here, let me...
No, I got checked off. The Water Boy. Yeah? American History X? No? I see they're... Either one of those, Drew?
No.
Gas, Food, Lodging? No. Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead? The Craft? Island of Dr. Moreau? No?
Keep going.
There's whole bunches of them. I mean, she's done like 40 movies.
The stuff that I've seen.
Yeah. She did a voice of the Family Guy, my favorite show.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Got a new movie.
Almost Famous.
Oh, yeah. Almost Famous.
Thank you.
That would have been one I should have mentioned. Yeah.
Deuce is Wild.
All right. Well, Deuce is Wild's coming out. That's the one she's doing now. Oh, that's enough of that, Drew. Give me my papers
let me have
back.
This page. You have the rest back.
All right. All right. Anyway, Feruza is theoretically coming in here in just a couple of few. There's quite a large group of spluzers out front.
Quite.
Did you see that group?
They actually attacked Lauren when she drove up.
Oh, they thought she was a Feruza?
It's an aggressive group of spluzers. They're like enthusiastic spluzers.
Yeah. Spluzer is a hybrid between spaz and loser. These are the guys who bug all the female celebrities when they come into Loveline. And who are keying my car as we speak? Where's our security guard?
He's out there.
And is our security guard out there? Good. Get those spluzers off my car.
Don't worry, these guys don't listen to the show, the spluzers.
Oh, it's true. Ann?
Yes.
You're 20. What's up?
Not much. My question is actually the fact that I have extreme trouble orgasming. I've never actually had an orgasm.
Ever?
Ever.
Not by yourself, not anything?
No. And I think I've tried absolutely everything.
Hmm.
And I've listened to your show for, I think, 6 or 7 years. And
we've been doing the show that long?
You were.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've listened to it, actually, I started listening before Ricky Rackman left.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if I start using a vibrator... And if that works, is that going to make it so if I end up having sex and doing all that, will it make it harder for me to have an orgasm?
So you've never had sex?
I've had sex. I've had sex with one guy.
But you don't have orgasms when you have sex anyway?
No.
How much worse?
No orgasms. You get it, buddy?
Yeah. How much worse can it get?
I know.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, what are you make orgasms worse than I'm confused.
How are you going to screw up your ability to have orgasms when you don't have orgasms?
I'm saying is, having sex, it feels good.
It will continue to feel good. In fact, you may be able to incorporate the vibrator into whatever you're doing and maybe improve things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give it a try. It's desperate times call on desperate measures.
Definitely.
Okay.
She's dismissive, isn't she? Yeah.
Is that dismissive, or is that like I'm watching something and you called me?
No, it's dismissive. It's like, you go ahead and add the vibrator. Okay. Uh-huh. So.
Well, you'd be a little pent up, too, Drew, if you'd never had an orgasm.
You are right. Yeah, that's true.
He'd probably come over here with some piano wire and try to slit my throat.
I was thinking tonight as I drove in about how differently men and women perceive things. You know, we talk about that a lot. And I heard a famous mental health professional saying that one of the great mistakes you make is to assume your patient's brain or minds work like yours does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people's minds work differently. And that's one of the great mistakes we make is assume because we, like, why can't drug addicts stop doing drugs?
Yeah.
I just wouldn't do them. Why don't you just not do them? That their brains don't work like that. And men and women's brains don't work the same way.
Yeah, but this is one of the great disappointments of my entire life.
Realizing that?
Yes. That I can't force my will on people.
Oh, you can. You do.
No. Yeah. No. What I'm saying...
You can't alter their brain function, though.
Yeah, but I've had many, many a conversation with a person explaining them, look, here's what we got to do, and and here's what not to do, and here's what'll happen if you do it.
And they
do so
that.
Let's do it. And then the next day, they do exactly what I was saying we had not to do, and then they get fired.
Right.
Many, many times. Yeah. My whole life, actually. Yeah. That's my whole life. I just realized that.
Well, I know how little...
That's how stupid people were,
but
for the most part.
They keep banging their head against the wall trying to get the different outcome?
Yeah.
So you're a stupid person.
Who, me?
Well, you keep...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, see?
No, they don't do that. No, stupid people don't listen to me. That's what I'm saying.
I see, okay. I know how even little things, my putting the cup in the wrong place drives you crazy. I can imagine how some real problem would drive you insane.
It only drives me crazy because it's very aggressive. Very aggressive. Very aggressive.
Oh my God.
Listen, everybody.
You'd be aggressive if you were doing that. See, that's the thing. Your brain.
No.
You superimpose that on my
true, please. Please. Who are you talking to? One of your screwball patients?
I'm
do you know what I'm saying?
I'm happy to use this.
Listen, everybody. For years, Drew has been clumping. Well, Drew's a loud personality. He doesn't talk loud. He lets his fists and elbows do the talking on the air. He likes to do the coffee mug clump.
He
likes to punch a microphone.
You know what I am? I'm a klutz. I'm clumsy.
Yes, you're heavy-handed.
Yeah, I'm clumsy.
Yeah, you're not.
And I'm fidgety.
Fidgety.
Yeah, and
meets
those two
clumsy,
things drive you crazy.
Meets aggressive.
Oh.
Very aggressive and angry and hostile. Hostile. I'm in fear when I come into this studio.
Oh, good.
So for years, Drew would take himself a sip off of that coffee mug and then down on the console.
Yeah.
Not a big clunk, just you can kind of hear it in the background. This is fine, but here's the thing, Drew. It's easily eliminated, easily avoided.
Yeah.
Easily. Listen. You bring in one of these little pads I doodle on and set it down, and you set it on the pad. You bring in a magazine, a book, or a piece of newspaper, and you set it down.
Now we've taken care of it.
You set it. Hold on.
Yeah.
So you set it down on anything but the console, right?
Right.
Well, Drew, his argument for 5 years is, I don't have a little carpet pad that you have in front of you to set your mug on,
right,
which I have. And Drew and I aren't highly motivated guys when it comes to the show, and that's the way it remained for 5 years. Well, finally, he got his carpet pad in front of him. The reason he'd been quiet down, been wanting to set this down on the console the whole time, and he finally gets his carpet pad, albeit the carpet pad, which is it's 2 foot by 2 foot, has a couple of books on one side of it.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Where does the mug go down? Right next to the coffee pad.
I put the books back where they used to show up every day, which was here.
Yeah.
Where do I put the coffee?
Well, maybe where the mug is right
but
now.
But you know where it ended up? It was right here.
That's right.
Because that's where it goes.
I would ask you to examine that part of you, Drew.
Move the books.
I would kindly ask you to examine that part of yourself.
But I will bet you, I'll make you a $100 bet that there will not be another coffee drawer. Provided this pad is in front of me and empty, I would not put the mug down for 4 months.
Okay.
So
if there's something on it,
then I might not notice it. I might put the camera.
You must set it down on a piece of sheet metal, the kind they use to make thunder sound effects, right?
That's right.
All right. Very aggressive. Rachel, you scare me. Very aggressive. Rachel?
I like that.
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
My boyfriend, for some reason, likes the smell from my vagina, and it just sort of weirds me out.
He loves you. Right?
Yeah, that's love. What is he? Does he really take you in? I mean, like you do over a nice pot of coffee or something? Where you
wine?
Yeah. Get your bouquet?
It's kind of like that.
Yeah, he's like assertive without being pushy. It's just a fruity, nutty sort of flavor. A fishy, fruity,
like
nutty.
That.
A droll satire.
All right.
Aim more at the head than the heart.
All right, quiet down off that, Drew, please. You're getting excited now. So, yeah, he likes your smell, so?
It weirds me out, and I want to know if there's, a reason that he likes it, if there's pheromones in it or something.
There could be, and again, it's a visceral way. It reminds him of you. It's nothing wrong with that. He loves you.
He's into you. And he's a weirdo.
All right? Well, I knew that. That's old news.
Yeah,
weird about him? What way is it weirdo? Just out of curiosity.
He's just sort of off the wall, kind of goofy. I don't know. It works really well with me because we're both sort of just goofy off the wall.
So do you think he's just trying to goof you by trying to weird you out with this?
No. It's sort of like after we've messed around and he'll finger me for hours afterwards, he'll smell his finger. And the thing that really bugs me is he'll be like, here, smell. I'm like, no, I don't.
Oh, he's goofing. He's just goofing.
Like, it's just, it weirds me out that he likes it. Like,
is he a hardcore guy? Like, what kind of music is he into?
Sort of like alternative. He's a drummer in a band.
Has he got like tats and piercings and stuff?
No, that's more me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's trying to figure out.
Yeah, all right, don't worry about it.
He's trying.
Some guys have, you know, here's the spectrum. There's women, and then there's men, and then there's sort of in between. Some guys are a little squeamish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some guys aren't as hardcore. Like we talked about, the yummy phase.
Mm.
Like, I still know guys who don't like the taste of beer. And, you know, you give them a shot of whiskey and they, like, make a real big face, you know?
Yeah, and then they play the hamburgers and french fries.
Right. But they're not into... They wouldn't like watching, you know, if there was a video where some guy got killed on a motorcycle or something, they wouldn't want to see that. Mm-hmm. I'm that way. Mm-hmm. They're not hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how else to explain it. They're not into smelling people.
Mm-hmm.
These are the guys who don't put the thumb in the ass, you know, who like their porn, but they don't want the big tag team bukkake porn. You know, they want kind of the straighter stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
That may not be this guy. This guy may have a harder edge to him, all right?
That could be.
All right.
A message was just brought in the studio.
Fruza Balk got pulled over, by the way,
by
on
Culver
the
City?
Way over here. I don't think it could be Culver City PD yet. Never seen him pull anybody over.
Is that?
Anyway, she got pulled over for speeding, and she's on her way. So we can look forward to that. And maybe she'll have some... anger built up for the man, you know.
Yeah.
Always like to catch him.
Head of steam.
Yeah, when they got a head of steam going. So, anyway, she'll be in here in just a few. Josh?
Yeah. What's up, my main man, main ace?
What's up, Josh?
Yeah, it's like bukkake. Is that how you pronounce it? Because I'm like...
What is that?
I thought it was like buckhake or something.
What is it? What is it?
Huh? A second ago?
No, that's one of those porn movies where...
Yeah, we're tons of guys.
All right, at least shut up. We're more than one guy finishes on the lady friend.
I see. What does that stand for, bukkake?
I don't know. It's one of those Asian things.
I see.
You know, they're pioneers in all things.
Yes.
All
things denigrating.
All things denigrating, yeah. When they're not bowing and wearing the silk robe, eight of them are beaten off on one chick.
That's nice. Good times.
Well, that's what happens when you suppress things. You end up going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to that culture. We live in the middle. We straddle the line. They're way off on one side or way off on the other.
Huh.
Imagine, here's a culture that kills itself because they got a B- on a paper, or they're putting rhino horn up some virgin's ass and everyone's beating off on it.
Right.
You know, it's like it's one or the other. Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
That's range as a culture.
Yeah.
It's huge range.
Yeah. It's
what happens when you hold it in and hold it down too long.
Two valences of the same spectrum.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Desiree.
Yes.
What's up?
I think I have a bladder infection, but I'm not quite sure.
Okay. It hurts when you pee, or you get blood when you pee?
Like a couple weeks ago, I did have blood in my urine, but...
Okay, why weren't you checked out a couple weeks ago?
I don't have insurance right now, so I'm not going to a doctor.
Then why don't you go to the county hospital?
I don't know.
Okay, that's what you need to do, because these infections, first of all, just blood can be a lot of other things, too, including really serious kidney diseases.
Okay.
And if it is an infection and it gets up into your kidneys, then now you have a serious kidney disease.
Okay,
Yeah, the county's great. They got the PA now serving Hobo 11. Hobo 11. Hobo 13 and 12, you may want to begin urinating on yourself. We'll be seeing you soon.
Is it possible to go to, like, a Planned Parenthood to get checked out?
Sure, absolutely. Check out Planned Parenthood. It'll be fine. Because are you sexually active?
Yes.
It could be an STD also. The STD sometimes presents as pain with urination.
Oh. I used to go down to County USC. It is, I thought I was in the morgue. I was in the waiting room. It is just, it is dead people that are technically still alive, but they're dead.
Living dead.
It's just vomiting and retching all over the place.
I spent years training down there. Years.
I couldn't imagine. I would have rather spent it in Korea in a MASH unit in the 50s.
It would have been more pleasant.
Yeah, because you got a soldier in there. Maybe a grenade went off. Maybe he got a gunshot. But he didn't crap himself, and he hasn't been smoking crack for the last 14 years.
And he's not combative. He's not belligerent. And pissed at you, yeah.
Right. He doesn't have, you know, head lice, roaches in his pubes.
Yeah.
And he's spitting HIV at you. Yeah, it's a good place, that county, USC. Lovely, lovely folk down there. People who can't afford medical help really need to be snuffed out, Drew. That's going to be my new policy.
You're getting more, more peripheral in your ideas.
Yeah.
You started with Boobville, and now we're snuffing out anybody that can't afford health insurance.
Well, that's called progression. I'm expanding, is what that is.
You are.
Listen, I got to talk to this Jesse over here.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Jesse.
Hi.
28. What's up?
I just want to say, Drew, you're one of my heroes.
Oh, God bless you.
I really, really respect you.
Thank you.
Now, Adam, I can fix your TiVo problem. No more MASH.
Yeah.
You said yesterday you were getting like 5 episodes of MASH. That's happening because it doesn't just look at the types of shows that you do. It also looks at the actors who are in them and the producers and the directors. And
wow.
So if you like watch a lot of stuff with Alan Alda in it, it's going to...
No.
No.
Ooh,
no.
No, I that concept makes sense to me, but none of the people that are in MASH, none of the cast members...
You weren't watching Dragnet repeatedly?
No.
That?
No. Are you high?
Who's the guy that's in there?
What's happening, Feruza?
Hey, man.
All right. Hey, well, anyway.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I can tell you how to get rid of them.
All right.
You just play any one of them.
Right.
You just hit the thumbs down button. You know, the
okay. Okay. But can somebody answer me why my TiVo has saw fit to record a bunch of MASH episodes for me when I've never watched MASH and have never recorded MASH? Is that the man? That's George Orwell sticking it to me right there. Feruza Balk is in here, by the
she
way.
She looks confused. Well, what is this
I'm
you're talking about? What is show am I coming on to here?
No, that's
TiVo.
You walked in the middle.
No, I ran into the building because I got pulled over for speeding. So.
Where did you get pulled over?
Venice.
Did you get a ticket?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. Well, my boy.
Oh, the guy who was driving? Who's
like
your boy?
We gotta go quick. We gotta get there.
Oh, so is it your boyfriend or your driver or your whoever?
Boyfriend.
Oh, boyfriend. All right. That's cool. So he got the ticket, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Did you try to talk your way out of it?
Yes, of course.
And no.
Didn't
no,
work.
No.
It worked in Utah.
Yeah, what'd you say in Utah that didn't work here?
I told him I was late for Sundance.
Really?
I was going like...
Oh, you were?
I was, actually. Well, I would have been. I was driving like 135. I was going so fast.
135 miles an hour? Wow.
I tried to make it there in one night from L.A.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where did you get pulled over? Like Nevada or something?
In Utah, in the middle of nowhere. Like the prairie lands. There's nothing but flatlands everywhere. And, I mean, I was driving really well.
And you're doing... But, yeah, it's hard not to go straight when you're doing 135.
Did they put cuffs on you and take you away for reckless...
Well, I'd slowed down. I think that's how fast I was going.
Wow.
I got caught at 115. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't take you away.
No, but, I mean, I'm a nice girl, and I just had a lot of coffee, and I really wanted to get there on time, so...
I guess it's...
And he was a very nice man, I have to say.
If people recognize you, you're in much better shape. True?
Yes. Well, sometimes I guess that depends on who you are.
Right. But you get recognized a lot, right? I mean, you look like what you look like.
Do I?
I'd say so. Everyone's always a little bit smaller or bigger. That they're never the same.
Right, we're always bigger.
Yeah, we're a little bit bigger, and like Conan O'Brien and people like that.
Bigger.
Craig Kilborn's like,
bigger.
Oh man, you're big.
Yeah.
And then everyone else
is
smaller.
He's a giant. I mean, he's like
Craig.
4 feet.
Craig.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. But never the same.
No.
Bigger, smaller.
See, everyone always, they're really surprised at how little I am because I guess I photograph.
You're that way, and then you're like, oh, Jason Priestley. Oh, he's a little. Yeah, he's cute. I like to take him home. Yeah, bigger or
is
smaller.
He?
I'd do him, yeah. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, that's your saying.
I thought Rosie was saying that. But look, here's the point. Here's the deal.
He's cute, though.
You're cute, too. And more petite than you would think from knowing you on film, like I do. And that's good, though. I like small.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So let's...
ask him why. I know it comes next out of his mouth.
Why?
It makes my penis seem bigger.
That's...
seem bigger. Right. I mean, it's relative. Think about
it. He likes the spinners.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go, Drew. Look at Drew over there. He's punchy.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about this Deuces Wild. Go ahead.
Okay, it's a film set in the 50s in Brooklyn, and it's about the street gangs.
Oh, yeah, that's that Deuces Wild. Yeah, like they had Lords of Flatbush or something like that. You ever see that movie?
Mm-mm.
No. Drew? No, I got him out here.
Familiar with it. It was 1974,
yeah.
But...
Yeah, who else is in Deuces Wild?
Tons of people. Debbie Harry, Balthazar Getty, Brad Renfro. Oh, good, lots and lots of people.
And are you like a tough streetwise gang chick?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're salty, baby.
50s style.
50s was it
style.
Fun?
Yeah, it was. I mean, all the boys are super, super good looking, too.
Right.
I mean, Norman Reedus and, I mean, just gorgeous, gorgeous cast. And
they get, wouldn't you say the 50s is the best time for a guy with that leather jacket and that James Dean kind of vibe?
I don't know.
What's the best time? I mean, better than 84 with him wearing, like, some parachute
unless
pants.
Unless he's a punk.
Oh, yeah,
punk boys are
right.
Beautiful.
Right, but all those guys wearing the T-shirts, the 501s, the boots, and the slick back hair. I mean, as a chick, you can't go wrong with that, right?
Yeah, well, I think they groomed themselves a little better. I mean, they had a lot of pride in how they looked, and they were all mama's boys, so...
They used a lot of pomade back then. Well, anyway, that is out in theaters as we speak. And what else? Anything coming up to look out for?
Yeah, I've got a band.
Oh, yeah?
It's called G13, yeah. Oh. So that's what I'm doing at the moment.
You should really just quit all that and join Veruca Salt.
Oh, dude.
Wouldn't it be good if Veruca Salt was in Veruca Salt?
Her name has certain...
No.
Yeah, that would sound good.
Yeah, but people have said that, oh, I thought your name was Veruca Salt.
And oh, they did?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Many times.
Really?
Well...
She reminds me of Veruca Salt.
Yeah, if you led the band, though, it would probably end... No, it might get worse. All right, what's the band name?
What? G13.
G13. Is that like PG-13?
No.
No. Sorry. I'm rolling a lot tonight. It just made sense to me.
I got to tell you, I've been watching you guys for years.
Oh, yeah?
I watch the show. I listen to the show. You crack me up.
Well, good.
Oh, I was listening the other day, and there was something about these prank callers. What's that all about?
Like,
some girl called in saying she was crazy and she was having all these problems, and then in the end she was like, by the way, do you know you're a total asshole? Or something, like, really rude, and...
And we were talking about whether the call was bogus or not?
Yeah, and then you were talking about you'd been getting all these
calls. Oh, we had about a two-week or three-week run where we were getting... Remember, we were getting an inordinate number of bogus calls?
Seemed like it, yeah.
Just for a few weeks. Things have momentum on this show.
That's so strange.
Normally, we can feel, like, immediately if there's any affect behind the questioner. And if people are calling with important questions, there's tons of affect there, usually. If you don't feel that... We start immediately questioning whether it's real.
God, right, that must be really strange, though, because you'd still have to answer it as honestly.
If you can't bust them, which we usually can.
Well, basically our approach is even if this person is making up this story about being pregnant or about walking in on their dad while they were cheating on their mom or whatever their fake scenario is,
right.
Somebody listening may be going through that scenario, so we can answer it anyway. Because it's not, the answer isn't for the person who called up, it's for the people that are listening, because there's more of them. We got to take a break, but let's just say hi to Lisa real fast, who's 32. Lisa?
Hi, Adam.
What's up?
I love you guys. Drew, I've been listening since you and the poor man on Sunday night.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
A long time. I'm 7 months pregnant, and... My husband seems to have completely lost any sexual interest in me, which at this stage is kind of understandable, but it seemed like it was like right from the beginning.
Beginning of the pregnancy.
Yeah, like right away. And I kind of even think it was a little bit beforehand, but he says it's just from the pregnancy.
All right.
And then I found on our computer a whole bunch of pornography, which isn't really that big of a deal, except it's all Asian porn, and I'm so physically the opposite of that type that it, like, really concerns me that...
What does that mean, you're physically the opposite?
Round eyes, almost, big cans,
yeah,
dumb.
Exactly. I'm like almost 6 feet tall.
At it, man.
I've never like had any, you know what I mean? I get a lot of attention for my looks, but I'm like a certain type. I'm like the definite like blonde buxom type or whatever. And he seems to exclusively, at least as far as what he's looking at, is that. And I just, I don't know. I'm just really concerned. I wonder if.
All right. Hold on. Right,
hang on a second.
Hold on.
We will help you.
Yes. Guys have their sexual sort of wheelhouse, but it doesn't oftentimes have to do with who they're with.
No. It's
oftentimes it's smart, because if you're beating off the chicks that look like your wife, then you, that's stupid. You're playing a joke on your balls, right?
You already have that.
Yeah, you got that. Yeah. That's what's in bed wanting you, you know? You. Right?
Yeah, yeah. No, I get
no,
it.
Yes. Here. Feruza Balk is our guest tonight. We're going to take ourselves a little break, then we'll get back, and we'll tell poor Lisa, who's pregnant, what to do about this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Feruza Balk is our guest tonight. Feruza's got herself a movie called Deuces Wild, which is out as we speak. That's that 50s greaser film you've seen all the commercials for. And Feruza, what was I reading here? Feruza grew up on a commune-like ranch?
No.
That's like David Arquette. The Arquettes grew up on a commune.
Everybody, yeah, no. I lived on in a place that was kind of like Bohemian Gypsy type
thing
until I was two, and then to Canada.
You were two?
That was so...
Then she moved to a country that's a commune.
Commune-da. And then you moved to Canada?
Yeah.
And what? How did you grow up there? How? Yeah, you know what I mean.
How'd that go?
It was fine.
That was normal.
Yes. It was basically, yeah. I mean,
you went to regular public school and all that stuff?
Yeah, briefly. I mean, I started working when I was 7.
Acting?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then that took me to London, so I had a tutor from then on.
Why did that take you to London when you were that young?
My first movie was a little TV movie, and then I got Return to Oz, which was like a big, huge feature for Disney way, 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 way back.
And that was in London?
Yeah, that was shot at,
Did you stay there?
Elstree. Yeah, I ended up staying there till I was about 14. You know, between there and living all over Europe. So, I mean, my formative years, I consider...
Living all over Europe?
Yeah, I lived in Paris.
Why? Again, acting?
Yeah, and, you know, it was just me and my mom, and she lived there, and wanted to kind of show me as much as she could.
Chocolat, the wind changed, and they thought they went to another city.
Reminds me of my youth. Oh, wait a minute. I grew up in North Hollywood and went to Walter Reed Jr. All right. Been to North Hollywood High, then again cleaning carpets and never been to Europe in my life.
You saw much more asphalt and cement.
Yeah.
Feruza ever did.
Yeah. I'll tell you, if you ever get around the Oxnard Laurel Canyon area over by the May Company Mall, beautiful country. Beautiful country, beautiful people over there. If you've never seen Chatsworth in July or August, it's beautiful. If you like it about 120 degrees. The native folks who just walk around looking for a place to die. It's beautiful. Beautiful. You ever go out to the Home Depot out there on DeSoto in Devonshire?
Can't say I've seen that one.
Beautiful, beautiful country out there.
But over by Magnolia and Van Nuys.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah. Train tracks as far as the eyes can see. A lot of lovely guys with pickup trucks and bumper stickers talking about no fat chicks.
One of the cultural highlights are the sort of shelled out vehicles in the front lawns.
Sofas on the porches. Beautiful. A lot of cars up on blocks. A lot of guys working on stuff.
And you move into the uptown, upscale area, mostly cinder block buildings with no windows that are extra cool in the summertime.
Drew, you're torturing me. Please.
Have you never been to Europe?
No, I've never been to Europe.
You should go.
I've been to Tijuana. That's out of the country.
You've been living high on the hog, man.
That's right. I am going to Europe this summer at some point.
Did you see what I just did?
Yes. I didn't have to see it. I heard it. Thank you, Drew. Drew's argument is that he's a retard. That's a hell of an argument.
I touched the microphone and it drives Adam crazy. I'm clumsy.
You whack it with your mouth, Drew. That's
all right, Lisa, here we go.
I call that aggressive.
There we go. Okay, well, if that is as aggressive as I can.
That's right.
All right. Lisa.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Lisa, 32. Right. 7 months pregnant. Husband is not approaching you sexually anymore. Now you're on the computer, and you find that he's looking at Asian porn.
Yeah, I mean, he seemed kind of distant anyway. Like, my feelings are really hurt because I kind of just feel like he's like been distant, like kind of keeping secrets from me. I'm wondering if this is like the only one. But
is this how long have you been married?
Not very long.
How long?
We've only actually been together for, we just recently got married. We got married after I was already pregnant. Because I was married to somebody else, we had to wait for the divorce to be final.
You were married with somebody else when you got pregnant?
Yeah, I mean, we were separated, but it was just kind of a messy divorce, so we had to wait for all that to get.
How did you meet this guy?
I'm attorney. Sober, and so is he.
You met at meetings?
Yeah.
Lisa, who knows here? Yeah. How long has he been sober?
4 years.
And what was the drug of choice?
Heroin.
Are you a heroin addict, too?
No.
Doesn't look good.
Well, it's the
why?
Secretiveness.
He's not a spy.
Well,
he's
let's
got
add
some
it up.
Porn.
Let's add it up. He's a recovering heroin addict with 4 years of recovery.
4 years, that's good.
His significant other has a suspicion that he may be withholding things and being somewhat dishonest. Bad news.
Right, hold on. I'm going to be his attorney.
Wait, just listen.
I'll be attorney
let
for
me,
the defense.
Right, fine. Let me finish my case.
I'm just saying what I'm doing
he,
here.
Intruded into a... First of all, he met someone at a meeting and filmed a relationship, which is a no-no.
Objection! Conjecture.
He went in and dismantled a marriage, and as soon as the marriage...
Objection. Objection.
I don't really think he dismantled the marriage. The marriage was totally dismantled. It just legally was not over when I met him.
Okay, so it wasn't like he knew you were married and you kind of...
No, it was not like that at all.
Okay. Were you sort of rebounding from that all that trouble, and that's why you came upon someone in a meeting?
I don't know. I was kind of in a place where I was out of the marriage. I wasn't really planning on dating anybody or doing anything for a while, but then I met him, and it seemed like we really clicked and hit it off right away. And I mean, it wasn't my intention. I don't know. I guess I was rebounding.
How old is he?
He's 43.
He's 43 and only been sober 4 years. Was this his first period of sobriety?
No. He was sober before for like 4 years, and then he had relapsed for... I think 6 years.
And do you think he's a sex addict, do you think?
I really didn't think so. I mean, if anything, he didn't seem like he was really that interested in sex. That's why I was kind of surprised by the whole porn thing. I mean, in the beginning of our relationship, like it always is, in the beginning there was a lot of sex, but it kind of faded out. I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
All right, Your Honor, I would like to speak.
Feruza wanted to say something.
Feruza would like to speak as well.
Well, sometimes people just have a fetish. You know, and it isn't really that they're cheating, but it's something that they just fantasize about.
But the difference here is that she's feeling a disconnect.
Oh.
And then sometimes some guys freak out when their lover becomes a mom. They just freak out.
Right.
Yeah. And then that's just they have no sexual feelings at that point. Sometimes it's just during the pregnancy. Sometimes it's after or both. Mm. So it can be one of those things. But I'm the whole picture here is evolving to something much more complex.
Right.
And Lisa, I would really recommend that you. Maybe you go to some Al-Anon meetings and maybe you think about seeing a couples counselor just to kind of get another impression of what's going on here. Because a heroin addict who gives somebody the feeling of hiding, that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Heroin addicts need to work at being absolutely honest about everything.
I know, but, you know, on the other hand, she's pregnant, her hormones are raging, and she has...
Objection.
Her spidey sense is tingling all the time.
Mm-hmm.
For all we know, the guy's just looking at some Asian porn and beating off. But
you know, I deal with heroin addicts a lot.
Yeah, I know. This doesn't feel right.
It just doesn't feel right to me.
Plus,
exactly.
He went off at the four-year mark some years ago.
Yeah.
That may be his point.
Yeah, and heroin addicts, they're not... Most heroin addicts, kind of, when they're in recovery, kind of into sex. When they're not into it, opiates make them not into it.
Mm.
And so it makes me worry that maybe he's got a little relapse going.
Kyle?
Yeah.
You're 16?
But then he's looking at porn on the internet. He wouldn't be doing that if he were.
Yeah, I mean,
if he was into sex.
So if he weren't into sex, he wouldn't be looking at porn on the internet. So it just doesn't.
That's what made me think of the fetish thing.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Kyle.
Yeah, me.
What's up? Turn your radio off. Radio off.
Okay, sorry. I'm 16, and I've never had sex before, but I am uncircumcised, and I've put on a condom before and masturbated.
I would have loved to have a film of that.
But wait a minute, I'm confused. Why did you do that? Is this one of your...
Just checking it.
Were you just drilling like Adam has suggested many times?
Try run. That's right.
Yeah.
Adam suggested... Go ahead, Adam. We haven't brought this up in a long time.
Well, you just said it, didn't you?
Well, what?
I'm confused.
Adam is suggesting that just to get people, first to get the penis used to and get people used to the procedure of putting on condoms, that people ought to just practice with the condom.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was doing.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I mean, you don't
want to,
you know.
And I went out for like an hour and a half, and I could not get off.
But you could without the condom.
Yeah, without the condom. Because,
this may be the... Are you uncircumcised?
Yes, I am.
Could this be that same phenomenon you were talking about yesterday? With the sweater?
No.
I was listening to that. It was funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I've never beat off using a condom. I use a gym sock like a condom because I'm very neat. Very neat. Not my gym sock. Very neat. But no, I've never actually beat off with a condom on.
The gym sock is not so neat.
Well, it, as opposed to nothing, it is. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
during the hot months with the ceiling fan running.
Yeah, I just thought you were seeing a commercial with the guy that pulls his underwear out of the refrigerator. And
yeah.
And has to put it on. That must be what that sock is like with you.
Yeah. I'll tell you how I get it into the hamper.
Oh.
Faruza, you're going to like this. New fans of wrestling are going to like this. The way I get it into the hamper is I lay it across the top. I have a plastic hamper. It's about 3 feet high. It's got a hard sort of rim around it. Mm. I lay it across the top like that. Then I get up on a chair that's in my closet, and I drop an elbow on it.
Nice.
Yeah, I drop the elbow right into the center of it.
Nice move.
It doesn't always break. Yeah, it doesn't always break.
Well, you got to do a couple shots.
Yeah, it's like sometimes you see those films of the guys at the halftime of the football game who are going to break a block of ice
with their
head.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it takes a couple of times.
Right, they get a little dazed, and they come back, and they do it again. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I don't psych up enough. I won't ki enough. I won't find the chi.
Right.
You know, I'll
the chi's
be,
not flowing.
I'll be like in the closet. I'll be
pacing. The chi's all in the sock.
Yeah, the chi's in the sock. That's right. I stored all the chi in the sock. I have no chi to break the sock, but I'll pace around the closet, and I'll just try to summon up, you know, the sort of warrior power, and I'll... and I'll just... the elbow right onto the thing, and most times it breaks. One time it went down and then snapped back, and
you
actually shot my fist.
Yes.
Remember I had
the black eye. Yeah, I saw that. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you did it. And then you said it was at a.
I said it was sparring.
Yes.
I lied.
Oh.
Yeah. But that's how I get the sock in. Anyway. So what was this thing?
I don't know. We're going to break.
Okay. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Faruza Balk is our guest tonight. She grew up on a commune, running naked until she was 18 years old. Deuce is Wild is the name of her new movie. It is out as we speak, and it is the Greasers versus the Socias, right? It's like a 50s...
Okay? Yes, 50s street gang movie.
A lot of 50s music.
No, I don't know. I mean, there's some, but I saw a really early cut of it, so I actually...
Would they have some modern music in there?
Yeah, there's like, for the action sequences, I know they use, like, you know, that kind of guitar, like,
right.
And then there's, like, some of the classic songs are in there, too.
Good times. Now, would they have done that, Drew, and Faruza, if they made a movie... in the 70s, about the 50s, they would have just used straight 50s music straight through the movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes? Actual, like American Graffiti.
Yeah.
Yeah, and during an action sequence, they would have used an action 50s song, but not a mid-70s, not an Allman Brothers song.
Right.
It was,
I'm just thinking, whatever they would have done, they would have effed it up.
It was the 70s. Kim?
Yeah, hi.
You're 15. What's up?
Yeah, hi. I want to say hi to Faruza.
Hey, girl.
Hi. Oh, my God. I love you. I've seen, like, all your movies.
Oh.
I saw you in The Worst Witch in Valmont and, like,
oh,
all
my God.
The Craft. I love The Craft.
I love The Craft, too. It was on not too long ago on TV.
Cool. I'm glad you both like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, my question is, like, what are your, like, influences, like, in... like acting and stuff like that. Yeah.
What's going on in the background?
That's my brother. He's loud.
Is he having a party?
Does he host the talk show? What's going on back there?
Hello. So could you answer my
question? Hold on a second. That sounds like a TV to me.
No, it's my mother. Well, TV is on, and it's my mother and people.
All right, don't say anything. Just hold the phone out. Let me hear it.
Okay.
That's a TV.
Yeah, I hear a lot of TV.
How could they miss the TV and all that?
Hey, Kim, you can't... What do you live in? You live in a phone booth?
No.
You don't have your own room?
Yes.
Can you go in it and shut the goddamn door?
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Not with the phone, though. She can do it, but the phone will have to stay with the
TV.
Will
the phone make it there?
Okay. Okay. So,
Jesus Christ. And by the way, why is it...
So loud. Let
me ask this. What's up with our
callers?
Is that
a home theater she lives in?
Go ahead. The world's... You know, here's the thing that amazes me about our callers. Amazes me. They call up, and I hear something in the background, whether it's a train going by, a bus going by, or the TV on 10. Whatever it is, I say, geez, what's that in the background? They then bring up something else that's in the background, but not the predominant noise. Like if the train is going by their house, I go, what's that in the background? They go, oh, there's a moth buzzing around the kitchen light. I go, no, it sounds like a train. Oh, no. Then there's no. They'll deny it the first time, and then eventually I'll go, you're telling me there's not a train going by? Oh, yeah. So what is that delete the loudest, like, what's that in the background? Oh, that's my brother.
But that's the stuff that your brain can't do. Most humans screen out white noise, background noise. It just gets screened. And so if a train comes by at 9, you stop hearing it after a while.
What's that in the background? That's my brother. It's like, it sounds like a TV. Now he's loud.
But the TV must go all the time, so the only novel noise she heard was her brother talking.
I ironically never did hear her brother. No. It was just nothing but extremely loud television.
Now we have to go back and scratch the scab, huh?
Do we?
No.
All right.
No.
Kim?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm going to punish you a little bit for that. Yes, just a little bit.
Okay.
That's all right.
It's like, oh, if you...
All right. Perusa,
go ahead and
answer her question, please. What was her question?
What were my influences for acting?
Yeah.
Is that right? Well, when I was little, I wanted to be Meryl Streep.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. She was my idol. And that...
Who?
Meryl Streep. Who? She is a pretty famous actress. She's done a lot of films. Go to the video store and ask for Sophie's Choice. And that's the person that inspired me to do
it. You like Sophie's Choice?
Yes.
Kim?
It's amazing.
Wait a minute.
You like
Kim?
Kevin...
Hold on. Kim, are you going to go to the video store?
Yeah. What's your last name?
Are you going to go to...
Fine.
What are you going to ask? What are you going to ask for?
Ricky Martin.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Okay, good.
That's
Hang
right.
on.
Okay.
Now,
do you see why we shouldn't talk to people?
That's typical of our callers. We're not surprised. Furs is shocked.
You see, you should never talk to people.
Okay.
Well, not our callers.
All right, I'm just going to sit back.
No, no, you can talk to us.
Oh, we're not people. We're family. Ricky Martin.
Where did she get that from?
I think it was her brother's TV? Ricky. Or maybe something's going on. But Kim?
Kim?
Huh?
Kim, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, you're like a painful tooth that I can't stop fidgeting with my tongue.
Okay. I love your tongue, Adam.
Thanks, baby. What's,
more?
I have awesome shoes.
What's going on in the background now, baby?
I think my mom's yelling at me saying to get off of the phone, but I want my question answered, but it's been answered.
She said Meryl Streep. Yeah, Meryl Streep. She likes Kevin Kline.
Yeah, and I had another question, and you guys are taking long.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Hold on. What's going on in the background now?
Nothing.
Well, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm picking up baskets.
Oh, okay.
Of course. See? Well, it is... Well, you're, yes.
How would she be
it's
doing
almost
it?
Easter just passed.
11 o'clock on a Tuesday night.
That's right. I got to get home and get my basket. That's right. All right, baby.
Okay. Anyway, my question was...
Hold on. Be quiet for one second.
Shh. See, there's nothing.
The radio.
Oh, now
the
it's the radio. Yeah. All right. Can you turn the radio down, Kim?
Turn the what?
The radio down.
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
We're going to have to get back with her. I know we spent a lot of time on her, but she's clearly insane. And I want to figure out what's going on, what her situation is.
I need that tooth to be just plucked right out of my mouth.
All right, so here, basically, here's the story. It's called Ricky's Choice, and it's about a young Latin singer who's forced to choose between two of his members of his percussion section, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it's heart-wrenching.
Set in Cuba.
Well, it's set in Brazil, I think, actually, which is where the Nazis fled to after WW2. It's quite compelling. Ricky's Choice. It should be, I don't know if it's in the action or the drama section of the blockbuster. It's a very compelling film.
Comedy.
Fairuza Balk is our guest tonight. We'll come back and talk a little more to Kim just because I'm infinitely fascinated. I'm like one of these doctors that's interested only in twins that are conjoined at the skull and all the crappy
abnormality.
Novelty
pathology.
Nazi doctor.
Yeah.
That's what I am. We'll be back. Yes. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Didn't time that well. Fairuza Balk is our guest tonight. Deuces Wild is the name of her movie, out in wide release in theaters as we speak. Kevin Nealon will be in here tomorrow night. And I guess he's doing another season of his TV show, Conspiracy Zone. How's that thing called? I did an episode, but I can't remember what the hell it was called. All right, well, we'll talk to him tomorrow. And he's a real funny guy.
Yeah.
Much funnier than people know. There's some people that are, better looking than they get credit for.
Yeah.
And some people are taller in person, and some people are funnier. He's funnier than people think.
He did one of the funniest skits I ever saw on Saturday Night Live.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
Where he was the, in the John.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know those guys that stand there and hand you towels and stuff?
Right.
Except the only it was a one room with a toilet in it.
Oh,
and
he
just stood there while, and it was with the...
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
And it was with who was the guy that, the actor...
Short?
That, the guy we wrote a book with.
It was like Heavy?
Heavy? Yeah, a Heavy guy.
Well, I mean, Heavy actor?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Was it like Christopher Walken or something like that? Okay, Drew, you'll never know. And I'll forget. Kim?
Oh, sorry. Hello?
Yeah. Who the guy we wrote the book with wrote an unauthorized biography about this guy. Harvey
Keitel.
Keitel.
Well, son, he's a Heavy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that bit. Kim?
Hmm?
Hi, Kim.
Oh, there she is.
So what's up, crazy? Are you crazy?
I'm not. Honestly, some people at my school think I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. I'm seriously not. I just have energy that...
How are you doing at home? How are you doing at school?
Fine.
How's school going?
Oh, school is not... I'm average in the middle.
Average.
Not on top, not on bottom, but in the middle.
Well, let me write that down. Average, in the middle, not on top.
Not at the bottom, not on top.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle.
But today I had a meeting and they said that... like, I have potential, right? But I just am not motivated. And they said that
is one of
my
favorite.
I like that. Yes.
Underachievers.
You have potential.
I'm like the top three in my class, but if
you applied yourself, you would be anyway. Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
They told Adam that too.
No,
handed him a ceramics.
No, I take a lot of pride in telling people I was not an underachiever. I never was had a conversation about realizing potential. I was considered dumb and a bad student, and nobody ever thought I could do any better than what I was doing, which was a D and fail.
And Kim, you hear that chirping sound in the background?
Chirping.
Okay, like forget.
Birds.
Yeah, you hear a chirping sound once in a while.
No.
Just listen for it.
Okay, well, listen, crazy pants.
I hear like a ee sometimes.
Are you a little nutty or are you just acting nutty?
I'm not. No, I'm not.
Your parents, how are they doing? Are they
chirping,
together?
Her smoke alarm needs a new battery.
Are your parents together?
No.
And who do you live with? Your mother?
My dad lives in Richmond, and I live with my mom.
You hear that? You hear that chirping?
Yes, I do. That's the third background noise I've heard coming out of this house. And how's your mom doing?
She's in the laundry room right now. That's why I was carrying the baskets, because she was like, get out the phone, get out the phone. And I didn't want to get out the phone because you guys were going to answer my questions.
I see. And is your mom a nurse?
Oh, no.
What was that?
What'd she do?
She works at a restaurant.
I see. Okay. Anyone ever abuse you? Or
Yeah.
What happened?
Like, not an issue now, of course.
Not an issue. God. Sorry. What happened?
Nothing. Well, something, but nothing.
Well, what happened?
You were sexually abused?
Basically, I was almost raped, but this lady, she, like, opened her door, like, what the hell's going on? And
how old were you?
Oh, this was, like, a few months ago.
But something must happen.
I was 14.
Something must happen even before that.
Where did this come? Okay, well, yeah, I was, like, hit and stuff, but I deserved it because I was being bad.
You know what? There's no such thing. There's not a child on earth that deserves physical abuse. And every child that is physically abused believes that the reason they are is because there's something wrong with them, rather than there being something wrong with the adult who strikes them.
Right. Drew, what about a child who won't replace a 9-volt battery in their smoke detector?
Makes me crazy.
You would raise a hand to that child, would you not?
I'm having violent fantasies right now.
Sure, you'd break a chair over their head, right? Okay. Hey, Kim?
Huh?
Here's what you got to do. If somebody abused you, how about a little therapy? Maybe
there's
you should.
Something in my mouth.
How about going to a psychologist and talking to him about your problems?
I do at my school.
Good. Stay with that.
They I think she's bipolar. You know, that pressured speech and the tangentiality and
yeah,
it's quality.
Do you get the feeling though that some people enjoy the attention of being weird?
Yes.
In a way, it's a way to sort of divert attention away from them, even though they're producing it.
No, yes. Absolutely.
It's like, this isn't me.
It's a distancing, and it's also a, it's a divert.
It's a strange thing, because you're diverting people away from you by being outlandish in a sense, but yet people are now focusing on you, but it's not you, it's this character that you've conjured
then
up.
They can't pick on who you
becoming obese. It's like becoming obese. It keeps people...
Right, it keeps people away, when the reality is it gets you more attention and more ridicule, but it still keeps people away.
Same as obesity, right?
Yeah, no, I am saying that with obesity,
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Well, let's break 14 minutes early.
Yeah, I think so. We've sort of shot our wad here tonight. That was it.
Matt?
That's as good as we get for a
second. How are you doing tonight?
I'll do another beat-off joke in the next break. But until then, you're 20, buddy. What's up?
Well, first off, I got to say, you guys got to get a show up here in Houston.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, is that where you're calling from?
Yeah.
Well, how do you hear us?
I have to listen very well, I guess. No, I'm actually from Arizona, so I listened to you out in Tucson for a while.
I see.
Oh, I see. So we're not on in Houston?
No. Someone out here.
Bad times. All right, we'll do that.
Basically, what's going on is I've been out here for almost a year now. Met a girl, got her pregnant accidentally, and, I just really don't like the way this is going, the whole relationship, and I don't know what to do.
How long have you been with her?
About 8.5-9 months.
And how is it going? What is it about that's bothering you?
Well, just the way she treats me, basically.
She's abusive.
Well, not really abusive. It's just, she's never really had a male in the relationship, in her life. So she doesn't know how to really deal with other people. She's an only child and whatnot.
So what does she do that's not abusive?
Well, the way she talks to me, and, she makes me feel basically like I'm a 5-year-old most of the time.
Well, is her dad abandoned her?
Yeah, pretty much. Hmm. I mean, she never knew her dad.
She doesn't have any contact with him now?
And frankly, she doesn't want.
Doesn't want any?
No.
Yeah. That's, by the way, always a disaster, which is for women and for men, and how their relationship is with their mothers, but even more so with how women and their relationship with their father is. You talk to a woman who you're potentially dating, and she tells you she doesn't know her. You say, like, how's your dad doing? And she goes, I hope that sea sucker dies soon. You're in trouble. You may be in trouble anyway, even if she loves her dad very much, but you're most definitely in trouble if she hates her dad or has had a bad relationship with him.
Frieza, where's your dad?
My dad?
Frieza.
My dad's in Hawaii.
You and your mom were traveling.
Yeah, I wasn't raised with my father, and, he wasn't even around till I was 16, till they made the effort to find me.
But you have issues?
Not at all. That's the thing. Hold I don't. My mom had a
had yes a, issue. Not at all.
Stop! No!
We'll
no! 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 No!
We'll make her cry.
Nothing. What's that? Huh?
You couldn't make me cry.
Issues?
I don't have any issues. My mom had a great boyfriend who was really cool to me and took care of me. So I had. Yeah.
Oh, so your mom was with the same guy for many years.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and he was like a father to you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, he was a very good man.
Okay. Right. He's a good guy. So
So I didn't have the actual dad, but it didn't really matter, right. You know, because I had that presence.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah.
I'll still get some matter.
Oh.
So, Matt. Okay, so, Matt, you got a handful here, and you're stupid enough to get her pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what about giving the child up for adoption? Is that an option for her?
She doesn't want to, and her mom won't let her, basically. Her mom...
Not up to her mom.
I'm sorry?
It's not up to the mom. the mother-in-law, whatever.
Well, is she of age, or is she underage?
We're both.
She's 11. Oh. All right.
And, you know, her mom, basically, whenever we get into a fight, her mom gets into it, and it becomes, you know...
Well, is she living at home?
Yeah, and she won't move. She doesn't want to move.
Why?
She has it all with her mom, you know.
And what do you want to do? What if her attitude was better? Would you marry her?
Yeah, I mean...
You would?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if she actually wanted to actually have a responsibility and actually work and...
Be in a relationship, you would do it.
Yeah.
All right, well, what is her plan? She wants to have this child and then get rid of you, or what?
Turn it over to the mom, the grandma?
No, she wants to have the child, and she wants us all basically to live with grandma.
That's crazy.
That's... Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I don't...
Oh, well, what are you doing? Are you working?
Well, I was. I was actually getting ready to go back to Tucson, and we talked for about 4 hours.
Oh, she doesn't want to go back to Tucson.
She doesn't want me to go back to Tucson.
Well, wait a minute. You're not going to take her with you?
No. I mean, way I feel in the relationship is if I'm constantly getting alienated and...
All right. But Matt's getting crapped on. He's feeling
bad.
But
what about this child?
This kid just joined the ranks of the screwed up populace of this country, or was raised by young idiots. I'm willing to absorb this one. But if she was courageous, she would give the kid up for adoption.
Of course, but she's not.
Matt should push for that. And I don't know. There must be counseling for this kind of thing.
To convince someone to do that?
No. Isn't there counseling that is geared toward a young couple that may not be married, may not be in great shape, someone is pregnant, and they sit down and they go, you know, look, what are our options? What can we do?
Sure.
What is our plan?
Isn't that the family planning deal?
Yeah,
isn't
sometimes.
That part of that?
Yeah, it can be.
I would try to convince her to go in and deal with this that way. Go get her. Tell her we got to spend an afternoon. We got to go down this, make an appointment.
Yeah, we just
go down this family planning thing and see what's going on.
Yeah, another person listen to this and help us make some decisions.
And listen, guys. I feel bad for Matt, but look, you get people pregnant, and this is what happens.
Yep.
Please understand that.
You got to wear a bag.
Very easy. And at 20, as a guy, you have no juice. The only juice you have is the stuff that gets people pregnant. You got to live with mama.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Remember that horrible feeling? No money in your pocket, no wheels, no career, no nothing. You got this old bag who's calling the shots. You got to move in. It's so humbling to be poor. So you have no autonomy. You know, you can't just tell people to F off. You can't say, listen, I'm going back. I'll send for you. When I get back here, I'll fly you and the kid out, or I'll tell mama, or let's get mama a condo and I'll stay over here or whatever. No, you just got to go live in the basement of mama's house. Being poor sucks. Sucks so hard. And you got to listen to people. You got to listen to a-holes you wouldn't normally listen to. Like, this guy's got to listen to mama. Yeah. And they don't have enough money to get their own place, so the three of them, or now the four of them, are all going to live under the house, and mama's going to kick his ass up and down the hall every morning.
Yep.
This sucks.
Yep.
This is why, as a guy at 20, you just can't get anyone pregnant.
Yeah.
You're no position.
I think that he and the girl just have to talk a little bit more about the relationship and figure out where that's at and if they even want to be together, regardless of the baby.
I agree. I think that'd be part of the family planning.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she's a piece of work.
Oh, boy.
And she's going to make a wonderful, 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 horrible, horrible mother.
I'm surprised he couldn't identify what she was doing to him as abuse.
Mark, well, he's 20 and he doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground. Mark, you're 17.
Yeah.
What's up?
My friends, there's three of them, and they're thinking of taking steroids because they want to get bigger for, like, sports and stuff, but they're all doing it for different reasons. And I'm trying to convince them not to, but it's hard. I mean, they're my best friends, and I don't want them to change attitude-wise or anything.
Well, so what do you want from us?
Just advice. What can I tell them to, like, scare them, just make them stay away from that?
Know that there's a lot of cross-addiction between steroids and pot and other stimulants like cocaine, so you might see if they're doing other stuff and talk about it in the context of them generally doing drugs.
Well, I've known them since elementary, so I don't think they're doing anything like that.
Just talk to them. And secondly, your concern about them having mood changes and personality changes is certainly very justified because people get very aggressive.
How old are these guys?
Like 17 or around there.
And sometimes very depressed, and if they're not depressed when they're on it, they get depressed when they come off.
What do they want to do it for? Football or something?
No, like, they're all doing it for different reasons. One's doing it for wrestling, one's for basketball, and the other one for football.
They're different than football and stuff, Adam.
I said, how dare you? I said, what I say, gay porn? Turns out...
sports and football stuff.
Oh, and can I ask another question?
No! No!
I'm not done.
No!
It's about the same thing.
No! No! I just say how everyone likes it when you start everything with no. No!
So here's the deal.
No! No!
Come on, Adam.
No! 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 I had different inflections.
I got to finish.
No! All right, go ahead.
So it can stop their growth. It can close their growth.
No!
They can get liver disease,
heart
disease,
strokes,
hypertension.
No.
So it's quite a range.
I don't know why I want to punch everyone. It just starts everything with no. No. So it's like, listen, no. Yes, you idiot. It's exactly what I'm saying. Not no. Oh, I screwed the order up. So I should have said wrestling, basketball, football. I said football. I didn't have the order right.
Right.
No. I don't know why I want to smack everyone with a no to everything. It's a horrible habit. This whole country's in love with no. Every time I say something, so you just want to, no. And then they repeat exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's like, as if, listen, only I can tell you what I'm doing. You can't tell me anything.
Right.
You say it, I'll say no, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Well, they don't even hear what you say. It's just no. They don't even know they're repeating the same thing back.
Oh, really?
No, they just don't even... If you're saying it, no.
What happened to
that? That's all they hear. Wah, 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 wah.
Shouldn't you say, like, one of these guys are taking steroids? What, so they can play sports, like for football or something? Yeah, sports, basically. I mean, what's wrong with that?
No. It's wrestling and basketball and football.
Yeah, I don't know why it drives me nuts, but listen, I'll always get hooked on it. All right, tell these guys their penis is going to fall off.
And that's the other thing. Your penis won't work so well. I've seen a little chronic erectile dysfunction and fertility problems.
So that's true, eh?
I mean, get on the internet. I think there's a few athletes. I mean, here's the problem, Drew. You feel invincible at 17. It's a combination between invincible and I don't care.
Yeah.
Invincicare, I call it.
Yeah. I'm going to live forever kind of feeling.
Yeah. Listen, it's not I'm going to live forever, but if you tell people... Hey, you may die at 50.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah, 50. Huh. Who wants to live to 50?
Yeah, I mean, but who cares about being 50 when your brother's buddy, Kurt, who graduated 3 years before you did, is super old?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know that feeling when you're in the 11th grade and you're thinking about some dude that graduated like 4 or 5 years ago? He's like an old man.
Yeah.
And he's 22. So 50? You never make the 50. Your dad's 50. Impossible. So you can't tell him. You can't tell him any of that. I think it's got to be penis talk.
Yeah, just tell him that their dick won't work and that should be enough.
No.
That's about the only thing you get their attention with. I remember looking at yearbooks from like the mid-60s when I was in high school in the mid-70s and thinking, oh, my God, that's so long ago.
I know.
How did they dress like this? How did they look like that?
Drew, let's have some fun.
Okay.
Let's have some fun. Get ready with that cyanide tablet. You're keeping that one in your cheek. The one.
Yeah. So first of all,
I tell Drew to keep that in there in case he ever walks in on his daughter and her boyfriend's like going down on her or something. He just chomps down. He just bites. He bites on it and he drops right in the hall. Just plump. Just drops dead right in the hallway.
So here it's, I'm pulling it out. It's back of my tooth.
So you graduated. Now, forget graduation. No. You were in the 11th grade what year?
1975.
1970. 74, 75. Well, let's make it so it's essentially
like Homer Simpson's year.
Let's say 10th grade.
Yeah.
Let's say 10th grade just to make it easy. In high school, 10th grade, 73, 74.
Yeah,
yes. So approximately 30 years ago. Yes. Yes. 28, 29 years ago. You're a senior like 27, 26, 27 years ago. Okay. All right. Now,
I'm going to have a coronary.
Now just get ready with that cyanide tablet. That was 1973, 1974. So now let's go back 30 years from that. And now we're into 1944, 1943, 1944. In the 40s, World War II. Still not done with World War II. Right in the middle of World War II. I mean, got Pearl Harbor bombed in 41.
Think about that. Might as well have been talking in 1975. You might as well have been talking about something that happened in England in 1150.
Right.
It was that far away from us then.
So the distance of when you were in high school to now
is the
same distance from when you were in high school to the middle of World War II. Yes, that's right. Long, long before. I mean,
okay, here comes
man.
When were you in grade 10?
Let me get the pill out. Here it goes.
Yeah, bite down on it.
All right, okay.
I love that Canadian grade 10. 10th grade. 10th grade. Get it through
grade
your Canadian
10.
Skull. Your frozen Canadian skull.
You were there in 76.
Hey, dude, I'm not Canadian. I'm American.
Hey, guy, dude, bro.
Dude.
I was in high school in 82. I graduated.
So your grade 10 would have been 79 for you.
How dare you?
79.
79, 80. Yes, that's okay.
So for you, it would have been like 1950.
Like right.
Back to the Future year.
Right. No, 60.
No, 50.
Oh no! Because I'm not 20 years away from my reunion, from my 20th reunion. I mean, listen, I'm not 20 years away. It's pathetic anyway, slice it. But here's what I'm saying: I didn't graduate high school 20 years ago, not yet. It's coming up, but not yet.
This year.
Yes, it is coming up this year. Right. So okay, 20 years ago I graduated. Yeah. I graduated in 82.
Yeah.
That put me to 62.
Yeah.
That's graduation. That's not the 10th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5960 would be, all right, anyway, we're going insane.
Yeah.
We're going to go kill ourselves, and Farooz is going to take over for the last 35 minutes of the show, and I'm guessing the rest of the run, right?
Whatever she wants.
Okay, we'll be back. Hey, no!
Cannot have.
It is Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Farooza Balk is our guest. Farooza, you know from her many movies.
And Farooza sort of wandered to the back of the building and vanished.
Yeah.
Seriously, she just kind of wandered out.
Yeah. She's, I like Farooza, actually.
Because she laughs at your stuff.
Yeah. I like, Mussolini, if he laughed at my stuff.
That is God's truth.
Yeah. She's petite. More petite in real life than
you know why
you
she
would
likes
think. Why does she like me?
Because she likes the talkers. Her boyfriend talks twice as much as you.
Oh, really?
Sitting in here, I don't even know what's going on with the show tonight. I haven't heard a word.
Wow. I like that. She likes the rambling guys. Couldn't talk his way out of that ticket he got on the way in, though. Farooza has a movie out called Deuces Wild, which is that greaser movie, 50s movie.
I have a strange feeling she left.
In the theaters as we speak.
There she is.
Maybe she thought it was over. Nikki?
Hey.
You're 19?
Yep.
Well, look what the cat dragged in. Hey. Farooza Balk, everybody. So nice you to join us,
Farooza. Good thing we're not doing a live radio show or anything.
Yeah.
I was playing with the Rottweiler. I'm sorry.
I'm
unacceptable.
Because I wanted to talk to her.
Oh, good.
Hi.
Here she is.
Not much. What's up with you?
I just want to tell you that... I'm sorry, I'm kind of nervous.
What's your name?
My name's Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Hey. I just want to tell you that The Return to Oz is like one of my favorite childhood movies ever. Even though it traumatized me because it was so damn scary, but it was awesome.
How old were you when you saw it?
God, I don't know. Must have been like... I remember seeing it really little, maybe around 8.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there is shock therapy in there and stuff that most children's movies don't have.
Yeah, what was that? I remember when that got reviewed, and it was really weird.
They tore it up. They just attacked
it. Because it was like a kid's movie that was heavy, right?
Well, it was more like a surrealist film. I mean, it's really surreal. If you promoted it as that, everyone would, you know, believe you. But they promoted it as a children's film, and, you know, the kids got pretty scared. There's a witch that takes her head on and off, and
that is the best part.
What?
Yeah, thank
what,
you.
What
I'm
is
glad
that?
You like that.
That like,
I loved it, the lunch pails and the little talking hen and everything.
Yeah.
I wanted her so bad.
Aww.
I was like, I need that.
Was it like 89 or something, or when was
I
that?
I don't know. It was a long time ago.
I
you
just,
were pretty young.
Yeah, I was a baby.
Yeah, I just, you don't remember what year that was?
I don't.
Return on Us, 85.
Was, yeah, like the mid to late 80s.
Mid-8, 1985.
So how yeah. small are you, Faruza? Because I'm pretty small,
How
too.
Small? I'm like, well, I tell everybody I'm 5'4", but I think I'm like 5'3 and a bit.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm smaller than you still. Oh, well.
Hey, how old are you?
I'm 19.
Yeah, well, you're still growing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, don't
women stop
for
19.
No. No.
Anyway, well,
so unfair.
For Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I recently had a pap smear like last week, and they did a test for chlamydia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious how, if it does come back positive, which I'm praying to God it doesn't. Is there any way of knowing like how long it's been inside, or how long it's been inside you?
Really, no. About the best you can do is sort of try to figure out from your partners who might have given it to you.
Yeah, well, I've only had two, so it would be kind of easy, but still, you know.
And if obviously if there's no scarring or no sort of chronic inflammation, but they're not going to be looking in there and biopsying things, and they're just going to detect whether it's there or not. And then it's a pretty simple thing to treat these days. There's actually a single dose of an antibiotic you can take that pretty much eradicates it. And sometimes it will give you a week, 10 days, sometimes even 2 weeks of a different antibiotic. But both are effective.
Yeah, I wonder, I was thinking about these movies that aren't for kids that I seem to see a lot of when I was a kid.
Mm.
And I was trying to figure what was the... Oh, a couple of things.
Your dad took you to Papillon when you were 7.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
Papillon was a heavy movie. I know
the film. It's really heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's super heavy. I mean, there's guys getting their heads cut off. It's really one of the most realistic and violent portrayals of prison that you'll ever see in a movie, you know, which is really heavy for a kid to watch. And there's a nice gay scene in there too, which is ultra weird when you're 8 years old.
Could you make sense of it?
Well,
you know what it meant?
As a kid, yeah, you don't know a Felch from a Queen.
Oh,
I really, not back then. I didn't. I was 7 and a half, 8. I didn't know that until I was 9. But,
oh, God.
But you didn't know, you know, rim job from a hand job. But when you see another guy sort of lean over another guy who's like in bed and put an orchid in his mouth and then slide his hand down his belly and into his underpants, you get an idea that something a little, something's up. You're uncomfortable. You know what I mean? It's like you may not know what the gay relationship is, but you're weirded out. Believe you me. Oh, yeah.
Was he like a really tough guy, your dad?
No, he was a puss. Still is. Still is. World-class puss. He won biggest puss in North Hollywood 3 years. He won 78, 79, and 80.
Does he listen to the show?
No, he doesn't know when the show's on. He thinks the show. I called him the other night at, I don't know when. I was like, called him at like 9:15. He's like, oh, doesn't the show start in 15 minutes? I'm like, no, Dad, it's not 9:30. He wanted to come on the show once. He said, how about I come on Friday night about 6 o'clock? I said, Dad, here's the thing. Show's not on on Friday night, and it's on at 10 o'clock. Oh, he may have been on Eastern time, though. I'm not sure. No, he doesn't. He goes to bed at 9, so I say what I want. Pussy, my dad's a puss. See? Nothing. He won't call. Yeah, Papillon. But, you know, the other weird movie growing up I saw, too, and there seemed to be a bunch of them in the 70s, especially, Tommy. Tommy was a really weird movie.
Oh, that totally traumatized me. I saw that as a kid.
The Gypsy Acid Queen when you were a little
kid?
No,
it was the guy with the fiddling about,
yeah.
That thing that was just like, oh, my God.
That's right.
And I was really young, because it was, I think my mom had rented it or something, and there was people over. And
yeah, there's
you know what's fiddling about, Drew? Do you know that one?
No.
Uncle Ernie?
Yeah, Uncle Ernie.
The pedophile, Uncle Ernie?
Wow.
Torturing the kid?
Yeah, it was so scary.
You never saw
Tommy?
Tommy
can't, like, defend himself.
True, you never saw Tommy?
I saw Tommy, but, like, I don't think I saw it through and through. I saw
you were high.
No, I was, like, sick at home watching it or something.
No, you were high. But you were sick from the bad
family. Okay. But even the kids' films had a weird kind of quality to them sometimes.
I'm saying the 70s, for my money, was one of the freakier decades.
Remember the 10,000 Fingers of Dr. Terwilliger?
No. Now I know you're high. You made that up.
No, I did
that
not.
That was like...
Somebody else, back me up on this, somebody.
Is that a Dr. Zeus, isn't it?
It was a kid's film about a guy.
That was your pediatrician film.
No, about a kid that hated his piano lessons.
Hold still a little, Drew.
Somebody call it.
Don't tell your parents about the 10,000 fingers. Don't tell Daddy.
But
don't
that
tell
was, Daddy. That's sort of the weird of
our candy
if
you don't tell Daddy.
Oh, my God.
There. You should be checking for a hernia at age 6. You never can start too early. And let me check that prostate, too. Really? 6 Aww. Years old? Yes, I must check.
Eric?
Yes.
Go. What's up?
I just wanted to say hi to Adam and Drew and to the guests as well.
That's Veruza.
I just wanted to ask Drew a question, and then I also had a question for Adam as well. A question for Drew. I was in a car accident a year ago, almost to date, and I wasn't wearing my seatbelt, and I shattered my windshield with the back of my head. I had a pretty bad head injury.
Were you driving a truck?
I was driving a 4Runner, an SUV.
How'd you shatter it with the back of your head?
I wasn't wearing my seatbelt. And when my truck veered to the right, I was on a highway. I hit a guardrail, and I fell face first into my passenger seat. And when my left hand turned the steering wheel to the left, I went across 3 lanes of the highway and hit a concrete wall, and it threw me into the windshield.
Back of the head first?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was,
I'll tell you one thing people don't talk about with the seatbelts is, you know, not only does it save you from going through the windshield, but it keeps you in your seat and able to control your vehicle. You're not flying into the passenger seat, you know?
The problem was I'd been drinking and I fell asleep. I'm working third shift now, and I was working first shift also. And instead of going home and going to bed, I went out to a VFW and shot some pool with a buddy of mine.
All right, so you fell asleep. Okay, well, anyway, you okay now? Or?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong. My neurologist was doing EEGs on me, and my EEGs were coming out abnormal, and so he put me on Depakote for seizure prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And my question for Drew was, I'm a scuba diver. I was wondering if the water pressure in the future is going to affect the injury on my head.
It's not going to affect the injury, I wouldn't think. Obviously, do you go below 30 feet?
Oh, yeah. The deepest I've gone is probably about 110.
And so you know all about the pressure illnesses and how to prevent that and watch out for that.
Yes.
I mean, that already in and of itself is dangerous enough. I would bet, one of the symptoms that people get from the bend, so to speak, is cerebritis. They can get inflammation in the brain. That certainly would increase the risk of seizure. I would also bet that I don't know this because I don't know that much about dive physiology, but I wouldn't be surprised if, again, your seizure threshold was lowered at deep dives. So you really got to talk to your neurologist about this.
Well, the problem is seizures, I don't have a history of seizures in my family at all.
Yeah, but Eric, relax. You have seizures. That's why you're on Depakote. Those abnormalities in the EEG, those are called seizures.
Okay.
And so people with seizures should not be taking deep dives. What happens if you have a seizure down there?
Oh, yeah, I know. That wouldn't be good.
I understand you haven't had one yet, but you have the electrochemical changes of seizure, and they could manifest eventually clinically.
I think that should replace the people in glass houses should not cast stones.
Right.
Oh, it'd be a modern-day one.
I'm not diving anymore right now.
People with seizures should not be diving.
Right.
Okay, enough said.
What was your question for Adam?
I'm from Dayton, Ohio, and I work with a bunch of guys. We work third shift, and we heard, it was a while ago, a show when you were complaining about Ohio having all the museums for sports events and stuff like that, like the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah,
Cooperstown.
We were wondering why you had a big deal like against Ohio. I mean, it's not a bad state besides the weather. The weather's cool.
We don't have any good museums out here. You know what we got over here? We got the Holocaust Museum. Oh, that's a good time. So I'd like to have a party there. For my 38th birthday over at the Holocaust Museum. You guys coming? We have cupcakes and a Holocaust band. It's great. Yeah, because you know why? I'll tell you why. This goddamn city known as Los Angeles. You know, here's what we got. We got the La Brea Tar Pits, and down the street's the Holocaust Museum. I'm telling you, this tar pit would be paved over and apologized profusely for if it was any other city in this country. You know what I mean? What is it, our La Brea Tar Pit? It's exactly what it is. It's a hole filled with putrid tar. This is all we can do as a city. Hey, everybody. Come on down. See the hole that's filled with tar. I know it's even more beautiful than you could imagine. Imagine a giant pit that's got tar in it. I know it seems impossible to imagine, but this place really does exist. It does exist. Trust me. Trust me. It's got a fence around it.
A building over it.
There's
now
a McDonald's cup that's been stuck in it for the last 28 years. And this year... Now, I don't want to get everyone's hopes up, but we're thinking of taking another fiberglass woolly mastodon and sticking it into the thing. Yes, true. Don't say anything
next
yet.
Next to the giant cloth.
I don't want to jinx it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's next to the giant
tiger by the saber-toothed tiger.
And if you go behind the La Brea Tar Pits, you can see where stoned junior college students are actually digging in the earth looking for stuff that isn't there.
For yes, wolf's
it's
heads.
True. Wolf's heads. Yes. Yes.
Wolf skulls.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I always love that. I love their, like...
Saber-toothed tiger skulls?
200...
No, wolf skulls.
200 million years ago, there were wolves that lived in these parts. Oh, hold on. Let me sit down. You're saying Robinson May wasn't there? No. The Holocaust. Oh, Holocaust hadn't happened yet. Oh, my God. So you're telling me there was coyotes that were walking around this area?
200 million years ago.
As we stand.
Shocking.
And guess what? Some of them died.
Oh.
Shocking. And then what happened?
In this beautiful pit?
The bones. Yes. You see that bone that looks like a chicken bone? Yeah. That comes from one of those animals. Shh. Don't say anything. The excavation process is very delicate. Very delicate. Yeah, that's what we got. We got that in the Holocaust Museum down the street. And then that's it. And meanwhile, no Little Italy. No Little Italy in Los Angeles. Oh, we got the pit. We got the pit that's filled with the tar. Tar, to me, is a bad thing. That's the stuff that you get on your feet and then track into your friend's condo who's down by the beach and get yelled at by his parents. You know what I'm saying? You spend hours trying to wipe that off your goddamn feet. Yeah, we got a hole with tar in it, and there once was a wolf that was here 200 million years ago. Apparently it died. We're going to find it, though, and give it a proper burial. No, but no Little Italy. Now, why? Too much fun.
And no museums for any interesting...
No, nothing. We got nothing over here. Why should Ohio have the Baseball Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
And they have football, too, don't they?
In Ohio. That's too much. That's too much. Football. Baseball is New York, right? Is that Cooperstown? Is that New York? Right. Ohio's Canton, Ohio, and that's a football. Even worse, Football Hall of Fame and Rock and Roll. One of those needs to be taken out of Ohio. That's my plan.
And
we're going to trade them our tar pit. We got this big hole full of tar. We're going to give you that. You give us Canton. You give us give it to us. And don't, hey, you give us any trouble, we'll come there and smack your Ohio bitch down. We can take you. We got a lot of badasses. You got a bunch of white folks that are cheering for your Buckeyes. We got criminals in this town. They'll gladly go over there and take your town over. And I'll say, don't come back without a museum. That's gonna be my final words to the hoodlums I send to Ohio. All right?
Good times.
All right. We'll take a break. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Feruza Balk is our guest tonight. Deuces Wild is the name of her latest movie. It is out. It is nationwide, and it is in theaters as we speak. Drew's going to get backed up on his crazy movie. Drew, you saw this movie when?
1963.
Really?
Maybe 65.
And what was it called?
The 10,000 Fingers of Dr. Terwilliger.
And Michael?
Yeah, actually, Drew was pretty close. The movie's called The 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T, but the guy's named Terwilliger.
See?
Wow. And how do you
and
know
isn't
this?
It a, is it the Dr. Zeus? Oh.
No, it's a scary movie about a kid that hated his piano teacher, and this guy kidnaps thousands of kids and makes them play the piano.
Wow. What, you know what year it was, Michael?
53.
53, so I must have seen it on TV or something later.
Wow.
Wow.
And it's weird. Thank you, Michael. So here's a question I wanted to ask. Do you think... What is worse?
Oh God! And you know who the Dr. T was Hans Conried.
Who's that?
That guy did all those cartoon voices. And
oh, this was an animated thing?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, he was acting in it. Let me ask this: what do you think? And I don't know what the answer to this is. It worse to have your kid frightened or freaked? I would say freaked. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. I mean, it's like when I was watching Pepillon, which is a great movie, and you guys should all rent that.
You're freaked.
There was a part where the guy was getting his head cut off, and I was frightened.
Yeah.
But then there's the gay, the erotica part, and I was kind of freaked. Do you know what I mean?
Freaked, I would think, would be more traumatic. Is it because you're
powerless,
you're out of control?
So I'm saying, I mean, probably better for your kid to just see a straight, sort of inappropriate,
violent
movie than seeing Tina Turner's The Gypsy Acid Queen emerge from her coffin that's lined with syringes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that
was
like Freak or like A Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of weird, violent, and strange and freaky when you're, you know, 9 years old. Better just to see boogeyman stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
what do you think?
I had a very artistic upraising and a very artistic mother. And I saw lots of really, really bizarre movies at a very, very young age.
But did they make you feel out of control, freaked, powerless?
No. I mean, that thing with the freaky guy from Tommy, that freaked me
fiddle
out.
Fiddling about.
And then I saw The Shining when I was six. And that the little girls gave me, you know, nightmares for years and years.
Yeah.
But a lot of the other movies that you would think would be scary weren't.
So you saw The Shining when you were six?
Yeah.
God, that must have been fairly freaky.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's that old naked woman in the shower and everything.
Just forget it.
Yeah.
I'm
going to sue my dad because of Pepillon. You should sue your mom because of The Shining.
No, she wasn't there. It was a little boy that made me watch it.
Still, she should have been there. Okay.
I saw Clockwork Orange when I was five and never recovered.
Yeah, look at Anderson.
5 years old.
He had to go to film after that.
Look at him. He's a mess. He's like a car that's been rolled and never quite drive straight anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nick?
Yeah.
What's up?
You were like saying how like we only have like X number of museums in LA.
Yeah.
What about Mecca? What about
we were discussing that in the break.
Listen, I'm not interested in alternative viewpoints to mine. True, please. Now, who are we talking to now?
Matt?
Six?
Yeah.
Matt, you're 26.
Yeah.
What's up?
I had a question for Drew.
Mm-hmm.
It's been about a week and a half or two. I'm having trouble performing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in the middle of, you know, performing, and then all of a sudden it just slows down. And you know.
Accordion, singing?
Sex.
Oh.
Yeah.
And how long into the act has this happened? How many minutes?
I'd say 5, 6.
Is anything going on in your relationship that's troubling right now?
I wouldn't think so.
Are you wearing a condom at the time?
No.
Are you on any medication?
No medication, no drugs, no alcohol.
And nothing in the recent weeks or months?
About 5 months ago, I had a vasectomy.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm.
Starting to go soft while you're in?
Yeah, while I'm in, going along with it, you know.
And you're into it?
Yeah.
And then, pow, goes away.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know what the answer to that is. Do you, Drew?
Well, it sounds kind of... You usually want to look physiologic first. You want to look and see what might be
if he's starting to go soft while he's inside of her...
Yeah, that sounds...
It may be physiological. Or more psychological?
It sounds more psychological. I think like he's sort of maybe not into it or losing concentration or not sort of present.
It's almost impossible to go soft while you're in.
Unless something physical is going on.
Yeah,
the physical.
Like,
I'm used to the physical complaints being more about getting an erection,
okay.
Adequate erection.
So what should he do?
If you start by seeing a doctor, you can see a urologist and get an evaluation, see if there is something physical.
I just want to say hi to Cassandra. She's been on hold for 73 minutes. Cassandra?
Hi.
You're 16. Your parents are overprotective?
Yeah.
You're homeschooled?
Yes, I am.
And are they religious?
Yes, they are.
What's their religion?
Christian.
And are they overbearing with that nonsense?
Yes.
And are you religious?
Yeah, but not as much as they are.
Right. And they're scared that the public school will corrupt you?
Very.
So they're real careful about who you hang out with and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's the deal, because we got to go to break, Cassandra.
Okay.
You've been on hold for 73 minutes. We talked to you for 40 seconds. But, look, there's really not a lot you can do with these over-domineering parents. You're 16. You're being homeschooled. Your plan is
keep it cool
and make a break for lesbian college one day.
Yeah.
That's it.
Far away.
Far away. Go far away to this college and go lesbian, and it'll put them right into the grave. But it's not a lot you can do now. Just make it easy. It's
emancipation.
But where's she going? She doesn't have any money or anything. Just don't piss the warden off. Do your time. That's all. Sorry. All right. Well, that's the show, everybody. I want to thank Fruza Ball for coming in here. Kevin Nealon in here tomorrow night. And, you can go see Deuces Wild, which is out in theaters as we speak.
And another movie called Personal Velocity, which when it's Sundance is going to be coming out shortly soon, too.
Well, why don't you come back and plug that? I mean, you listen to the show. You like the show. We like to have you. You live
Thank
nearby.
Thank you so much. My face hurts so much from laughing my butt off all night.
And if you go to Sundance to see the release, Sundance can be released?
No, it got... No,
it went to Sundance.
It Sundance.
Yeah.
Listen up, Drew.
Sorry.
And don't do 135 if you're heading out.
That's what I was going to say.
That's all right. So, Fruza, seriously, you got to come back whenever you come out with a couple movies a year. Come back a couple times a year.
Yeah, okay, cool. I would. I'd love to.
All right. We enjoyed it. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
So here's the deal.
No.
Come
on,
Adam.
No.
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.